We're learning the halachas of Kiddush at night, and the Shulchan Aruch raises the question of what happens if you don't have wine. So we talked about some eitzes. If you find yourself stuck in a neighborhood, you'd crush a cluster of grapes, perhaps. But let's say, again, you're stuck wherever you're stuck, no wine, no grapes to crush, so you're going to make Kiddush on challah. But wait a second. You have Chamar Medina. Let's say a person finds themselves in a hospital, Achman al-Islan, and they didn't prepare, they didn't get a Shabbos box, they don't have grape juice or wine, but they have orange juice, coffee. So could you make Kiddush Friday night on Chamar Medina? So the Shulchan Aruch says that there's one opinion that says, yeah, if you don't have wine, so use Chamar Medina. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, but there's another opinion that says that if you don't have wine, forget it, you can't make Kiddush tonight. Except for if you have pas. In other words, you cannot make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, so rather use pas. So what we have here is an amachlokas in the Shulchan Aruch, whether or not Chamar Medina can be used on Friday night. So what do you do if you're stuck? The Shulchan Aruch continues and tells us the opinion of the Rosh, who says the following. Don't get involved in this machlokas, because according to some, you're not yotzi at all. You're not yotzi at Kiddush at all if you use Chamar Medina. And what you should do is make Kiddush on pas, on bread. But when should you do that? On Friday night, when you're making the long bracha, the bracha that we, you know, the bracha of Kiddush, bracha d'Hashem HaKadosh HaShabbos, the bracha of Kiddush, then you should use the pas. However, says the Rosh, on Shabbos day, when we recite Kiddush Rabbah, which is, you know, really just Bari Priya Gafen, there's no, that which some people say, Zachar Sema Shabbos Zekadcho, and other people start, you know, from the beginning of Breishis, and other people start from all different kinds of places, the different minhagim are meaningless. All you do is you make a Bari Priya Gafen, that's Kiddush, the psukim are meaningless. You could have this minhag or that minhag, do whatever your father did, I'm not telling you to change, but it's really meaningless. It's just the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Bari Priya Gafen. So now, says the Rosh, if you don't have grape juice or wine, what are you going to do? You're going to say Hamotzi? Then, if you're going to say Hamotzi, it's just Hamotzi like the beginning of any meal that you ever have on any Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So there's nothing special about the Kiddush that you're making for Shabbos. So therefore, the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch conclude, you should make the Kiddush on Shabbos day, at Kiddush Rabbah on Chamar Medina. If you're making a shahakal on the orange juice, or a shahakal on the coffee, right before you wash, why do you do that? You don't do that during the week. During the week you wash, and then you have your orange juice or coffee in the middle of the meal. You don't make a special bracha before the meal. Oh, you're doing a special for Shabbos, so at least it's recognizable there is a Kiddush here. So therefore the Rosh concludes, Friday night, if you don't have wine, make Kiddush only on bread and not on Chamar Medina, because it's machlokas. But Shabbos day, if you just make Kiddush on the bread, it wouldn't look like you're doing anything special, because there's no bracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos to recite. The psukim are meaningless. It's just the bracha, and the bracha on bread is the bracha of the beginning of every meal. So therefore, you should make Kiddush on Chamar Medina during the day if you don't have any wine. What's the deal with people who make Kiddush on schnapps? So there, I'm just going to tell you what obviously there might be other streams of thought in Klal Yisrael. I'll just share with you that which the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says, and I actually once spoke to Rabbi Yashiv about this, and he said the same thing as the Mishnah Berurah. If a person, the Mishnah Berurah points out that for many generations wine was expensive, and therefore it became the minhag of many Yireim Ushleimim to make Kiddush on schnapps. Okay, and that's fine. However, the Mishnah Berurah says if you do make Kiddush on schnapps, you should follow the halachas of Kiddush, which are two. Number one is that the cup should hold a revius. So we'll be making. We're not going to go chazanish on you for schnapps because it's 80, you know, whatever proof. So let's be making 3.3 ounces. So that's like three of our little shot glasses that we use here, 3.5 of those. Okay, but you don't have to drink it all. You just have to drink a lalugmav, which is half of a revius. So that would be 1.7 or so, about 1.7. ounces. So if you're going to make Kiddush on schnapps, the Mishnah Berurah says, again, I'm just telling you what the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm not offering a value judgment. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you do make Kiddush on schnapps, it is more lechatchila, he says, to make Kiddush on wine, even though many are knowing to make Kiddush on schnapps, but it is more lechatchila, under all circumstances, to make Kiddush on wine, he says. But if you do make it on schnapps, you should make sure that you have it on a cup that's revius, and drink a melalugmav. If you can't drink a melalugmav, because, you know, you could take a shot, but to have two shots is already beyond your limit. So b'shas hadchak, you're allowed to be mitztaref the drinking of numerous people to get to that melo lugma requirement that must be drank from kiddush. So therefore, if you're going to have, let's say you use a small kose that has 3.5 ounces, you want to drink 1.7 or 2 ounces, that's too much for you. So you'll drink one shot, and you give somebody else to share the kiddush cup with you and have the other shot. And between the two of you, you'll finish 2 of the ounces, and then you finish, you yotze between the two of you, the melo lugma. We should all be zelcha to always celebrate simchas and make l'chaim.